Welcome everybody to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John and today we're going to talk about how Twitter can help your small business. Small businesses believe that when they start a digital marketing strategy that they think all social media channels need to be used in order to have a complete strategy. For the most part, it really depends on the type of small business that you have, whether or not you need a Facebook account, YouTube account, Instagram, and Twitter account, just as the four basics to get started. What I like to have them consider when they're deciding if Twitter is something they want to go with is to understand that Twitter isn't really a place for you to advertise your business. It's more of like a place you could maybe reach customers, potential clients or customers for your business. Twitter is really more of a megaphone, and there are some people that are listening, but when you use it as a listening device for your small business, that's when you get the most out of Twitter. I'll come up with a couple examples here. Say your business is a local interior design company and you want to use Twitter really bad because you really like how it works, and maybe it works better than Facebook for you personally. And so what I would use in the Twitter sphere for is seeking out people that are complaining or asking questions about interior design, or you know, how do I judge which curtains would look best in my house? And you can really set Twitter up to find these questions for you. And then as a local business, you can reply to them and hopefully be able to help them out. In the end, if you're helping them out and they come to your business, great. If they don't come to you specifically, at least you're still kind of engaging in those customers that are in your target audience. Another small local business that could really benefit from the use of Twitter would be like, say, a car dealership or even a car auto service repair type business, where they're on Twitter and they're setting up their columns and their searches to search for people that are complaining about, you know, how much they have to fix their car to get it to run, or how many times they've had to repair it this year and they wish they could buy a new one. All those types of things you can reach out to, use to reach out to your potential customer base and hopefully get some business out of it. Of course, it does take time to do this, and it does take time to sit down and filter through the results, but if even just a few hours a week is sometimes enough to dig around through the potential clients that are out there. Another point to consider is that it can also be negative. There are a lot of people on Twitter every single day, and they do tend to get personal with their timelines. And when you start digging into their timeline as an outside viewer, even though you're able to because they may not have a private Twitter account, they can shoot back at you and kind of get upset because you're digging around or trolling, so to speak, using the air quotes there. You're trolling their timeline to maybe sell them something, and people can take that negatively. Many times for me, the bare minimum usage for Twitter and a business is just another place to put your recent promos, a link to a specific page on your website, something you might be promoting for that week or that month or that season. And, you know, use proper hashtags. It's very similar to Instagram. I don't really like seeing clients just posting a bunch of text and then maybe a link, but you always have to have an image, find a relevant image. There's plenty of places online to get free images, and using four or five hashtags doesn't really junk up your tweet too much, make it look too advertorial, so to speak, and you can really just get your word out there. As I said before, Twitter is really kind of a megaphone and not really anything else more than that. Another thing to consider is that when using Twitter, you have to also realize people are going to be replying to you, they're going to be liking your tweets, and maybe even sending you direct messages. So you want to make sure you have time set aside in the week, if you can't daily, to make sure you're getting those replies, because you know, there's nothing worse than reaching out to a business on Twitter, because that's the form of communication you prefer to use, and we tell them it's okay to do, but then you never get back to them and they just feel like they've been ghosted or ignored. And when there's a potential client that you could be working with, you definitely want to be on top of that and responding to them. I like to consider I like people to think about it like if someone were to come to your business and they can't get in the door and they knock on the door that you're supposed to be open and they call the business and nobody answers and clearly on the door the hours are stated, you know, that you are open and they just walk away and they're trying to figure out why the hours weren't changed and they're trying to figure out why no one answered the phone. And really if they use Twitter, it's the same thing. If they're reaching out to you in any sort of way, you need to have someone there to reply to their concerns or comments or anything like that, positive or negative. So like I said before, using Twitter as part of your digital marketing strategy for your small business might not work specifically, but if you do need help deciding whether or not Twitter will help, you can reach out to me and I'd be happy to help you with that. In reality, it takes just a few minutes to sit down together on a consultation and go over your business currently, any strategy that you're currently using on Facebook or online anywhere, and your offline stuff, and seeing if Twitter can be tucked in there any specific way. The other thing is, if you don't have time to do it, it really doesn't pay to put it out there. So that's another thing that we would consider during a consultation. So I think that's it for this episode. I'm glad you decided to take a few minutes out of your day to listen. And I hope that you learned a little something about digital marketing and the strategy you can use for your local small business. Again, if you just check my show notes, you can see I have the website down there and I'll have my Twitter handle and things like that you can reach out to me specifically about this episode and others. In the meantime, go ahead and subscribe and wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm hoping that we can continue the conversation. #A1Content. See you next time.